Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
See, there's a sound of healing here this morning. Some of you are like, yeah, that's it, yeah, come on. Some of you are like, well, I'll wait till I see it. That's all right. But, you know, we want to come into every day with a sound of something going on the inside of us. Something for that day, the sound of God, the sound of victory, the sound of healing, the sound of something's going to happen today, because God has spoken into that day what he wants to do in your life through my life. Whatever context it is, whether at work or at home or whatever environment, that we live with an expectation, that we live with the sound of something happening on the inside of you. We're going to pray for people this morning. Those who run businesses, got their own companies, or you're very high up in executive management and in those kind of environments, I believe God wants to, there's something he wants to do in your lives this morning. One is connected with the favour of God, but also there's a sound that God has, why he's put you there in those situations, because there's a sound of God's kingdom and what God wants to do in you and through you in those places of influence. There's a sound that you go into that environment with. Many people you meet never go near a church, never come across Christians. And God has placed you there because there's the sound of God, the sound of something happening in your life. And God wants that sound to resonate into boardrooms, into very, very kind of wealthy people's lives and situations where they think they rule and they reign and they've got it sus. But actually, there's a sound that's coming from your life is greater than the sound that is in their life. And God wants to do something in you and through you. So this time this morning, this isn't just a, every now and then we have communion once a month and have a bit of bread, little bit of juice, and we've done that bit and all of that. Now we're coming to eat and drink of who Jesus is this morning. And yet if we abide in him, if we eat of him, it's not just go through the form of having a bit of communion, but if we eat and drink of him, things happen. So you ready this morning? Let's all stand together, shall we? Let's all be together in this. Thank you, Jesus. If we could have the servers up, just getting ready, that would be great. Father, I thank you that you are already at work this morning. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Now, just before we break any bread, could you just hang on a minute, guys? Sorry. I just want us to pray. Just before we have communion, just get our hearts ready. Get ourselves ready. That doesn't mean our hearts are all wrong, but we want to get ourselves ready. A few weeks ago, I spoke about the choices you make position you for something to happen, and then the response in situations determines the outcome. We want to position ourselves to receive from him this morning. So just stand before the Lord and just surrender your heart, your life, your thinking, your whole being now. Just talk to him for a moment. Father, I surrender and submit to you right now. Submit to your lordship. I submit to your rule and reign. I bring my life under your rule and reign. I thank you that your mighty, righteous right hand is upon my life. I submit to you right now. If you are aware of anything where you know you're not right with God at this moment, just talk to him. If you know you need to ask him to forgive you for something, or you're out of sorts with somebody, you know something's not right, just respond to him and talk with him right now. Just put words to what is going on inside you now rather than just thoughts in your mind. Put words to that. Father, if you need to ask him to forgive you for something, Father, I ask you to forgive me for my attitude towards that person, or the way I've been here, or I'm out of sorts or out of kilter with this person. I ask you to forgive me, Father. Anything like that, if there is anything, just we want to eat and drink of him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're appropriating the blood of Jesus, so that we can come confidently and boldly before him because we've been forgiven. But also we want to appropriate the power of his body also. By his stripes you have been healed. This morning when people eat of the bread this morning, it's not the bread that does anything, it's just a bit of bread. But it's our faith, believing in who he is and what he's done, that enables us to receive from him. And as you eat this morning, I believe physical symptoms are going to leave people's bodies. Emotional turmoil that's been going on for some is going to be straightened out as we eat and drink of him. There's that for some, there's been some oppression in the mind and some challenges and all of that going on at that level mentally. Well, God, you've been given a sound mind. And as you eat and drink of him, there's things that take place in your life this morning. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus was with the 12 in the upper room, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." Isaiah 53 talks about what happened to his body. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was so unrecognizable because of what the guys did to him, the soldiers did to him. He was whipped and beaten. By his stripes we have been healed. He was crushed for our iniquities. He went through hell on earth in one sense. But Jesus said, "This is my body given for you. I'm giving this for you so that you may receive who I am, what I have for you." Then he took the cup and he said, "This is the blood of a new covenant." This is a blood of something new. It represents, it's for the forgiveness of sins. For you, for every person alive. That's what he said to these guys. This is the most powerful liquid on the planet. The blood of Jesus. And he said, "Drink this and remember me every time you do this." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you know you have some kind of physical issue in your body this morning, it could be anything from snivels, sinus issues, to a little bit of an earache, through to cancer, through to some disease or something's been diagnosed and they say, "Well, we don't know how to deal with this or sort that." Well, God is bigger than all of those things. The Bible says that his name and his word are exalted above all things, above all things. So his name and his word this morning are exalted above every sickness, every symptom, every scenario that seems impossible, every circumstance that shouts something else at you. His name and his word is higher than all of those things. And as a people of faith this morning, we are taking hold of who this living God is in our lives this morning, saying that there is nothing happening in my life that cannot be sorted out, dealt with, by him, the living God, by Jesus Christ. So what I want us to do is we're going to pass the bread around, okay? And I want you to take a little bit of bread, but don't eat it yet, okay? Just take a little bit of bread, pass it around. If we could do this as quickly as possible, just to pass the bread around, if you want to start doing that, that'd be great. And once everybody's got bread, okay, we'll wait till everybody's got bread. Then we're going to get into groups of three. And we're going to have some miracles. We're going to have some healings. We're going to have some stuff being sorted this morning. You're anointed with the Holy Spirit to lay hands on the sick so they recover. You're anointed by the Holy Spirit to speak words of life, you know, because God's word is spirit and life to our whole bodies. So there's life and power that's going to come from your life into somebody else's life this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are blood issues that are going to be sorted this morning. Muscle disorders. There are breathing issues. There are things to do with eyesight, hearing. Somebody's got an issue with that. They got a gum infection. Somebody else, you've got issues in your digestive system. Somebody else in your liver. Others in your kidneys. There's various things in the bodily organs this morning that God is going to sort out. So just break off a little bit of bread. Maybe just get with that two other people. Just get yourselves into groups of three for a minute. Just find a couple of other people. You might need to find a bit of space if you need to step out the aisle or whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe there's one or two people in here this morning that you've been to the doctors recently, and they say you're going to need to have an operation for this particular symptom in your body. And I believe God wants to do something this morning, so you're not going to need an operation. You're going to receive your healing. Anybody believe that? Those who've been said you need an op for that. Do you believe God can do that in your body this morning? It doesn't mean that the doctors don't know what they're doing, or God's just saying, well, I'm going to do something so you don't need to have an operation. But if somebody's got a hernia and you've got an operation that is scheduled, and God's going to sort you out this morning so you don't need to have that operation. He's going to heal you. Somebody else in your right knee, you've got cartilage issues. God's going to heal you in a few moments. This morning, God's just encouraging you, picking out a few things to encourage you. Say, yeah, I'm talking to you this morning. This is your moment this morning to receive from me. I'm just picking you out so that suddenly it's like, oh, right, you are talking about me. Or you're not just talking about somebody else in the room. This is for me this morning. How many people of faith do we have in the room this morning? What does faith do? Faith doesn't wait for a promise of God. Faith appropriates, takes hold of it and says, well, that's what the word says, so I'm taking hold of that this morning and appropriating that into my life and into somebody else's life. So just ask the other people in your group, okay, what is it that you need to receive from God this morning? Physical symptom, something like that to do with a sickness or an illness, something that in your body needs sorting out. Just ask them. Don't give them a big history of, well, 15 years ago, this, that, and the other. No, just don't. Just say, this is what's going on in my body. Will you agree with me this morning? Okay. Hopefully that's enough time just to find out what's happening. Now, before we start praying, don't start praying yet. Okay, we're just finding out, first of all, what's going on. What do we need to see happen, okay? Now, what we're going to do, first of all, we're going to eat the bread, okay? You don't need to give a big history. Whatever the symptom is, just say, well, it's this, it's that, it's the other, that's it. Just keep it really simple. Now we're going to all eat the bread together. So let's just eat together. And just for a few moments, just let's be quiet for a minute, just with God. As you eat of Him, just fix your whole attention on who He is for a minute. The power of His resurrection life. Let's just eat together. Just thank Him. As you eat this morning, just thank Him for your healing right now. Thank Him. We're not just going to wait till somebody prays with us. Just begin to receive now from Him, because it's by faith that you receive. Just thank Him in your body, whatever the symptoms have been. Just, Father, I thank You right now for Your healing grace in my body. As I eat of You, and as it were, as I abide in You for these few moments, I thank You for the healing in my lungs, or the healing in my blood, the healing in my bones, the healing in my skin, the healing in my hearing, or my eyes, or my breathing, or whatever it might be, my heart. I believe somebody's got a hole in the heart, and God's going to do a supernatural work in you this morning to heal you, that next time you go for a checkup, they're not going to find a hole in your heart. See, we've seen loads of those healed over the years. Thank You, Jesus. Now just get into your threes and don't pray for the people, okay? This is really, really important, okay? We're not just praying for one another now. We're not praying prayers like, Father, I thank you for John. I thank you, you want to bless him right now. I thank you, you want to heal him. Now don't pray prayers like that. Just put your right hand on their head and just say, Father, I thank you right now for your healing grace. I rebuke this symptom. I rebuke whatever it is, the problem, name it. I command that to leave. And I thank you, Father, for your healing grace right now. Just keep it simple. It's not loads of words that's going to do it. It's faith in who he is that does the work right now. Thank you, Jesus. It says believers will lay hands on the sick. You might even just lay hands on their head. It doesn't even say anything, but believers will lay hands on the sick, and boom, the power of God gets released into their bodies and things happen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power at work this morning. I thank you for your healing grace right now. We rebuke every symptom, every sickness, every diagnosis. We command sickness and infirmity to leave people's bodies right now. All over this place, muscle problems, aches, pains, spasms to leave people's bodies. Where they've been pulled muscles, be healed. Cartilage problems, be healed right now. Father, I thank you. Where there's been broken bones and something hasn't knit back properly, Father, I thank you for your healing grace, sorting bones out right now. Arthritis, be gone from people's bodies right now. Just use that authority you've got in his name. You've got his authority. There's a sound that comes from your life this morning. It's the sound of his authority. As you command the sickness, it has to go in the name of Jesus, because his name is higher than every sickness, every symptom, every diagnosis. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome, Lord. You're great, Lord. As things happen, just thank him. As somebody gets healed, thank him, and then go on to the next person. You might have three or four things. Just go for them all then. Don't just settle for one thing. Go for everything. God loves to do a complete work in our lives. He loves to do a full work in our lives. He's the giver of good things. Forgiven, that you've got right standing before God. What an awesome God. What he's done for every one of us. His amazing love, incredible grace. If you're still praying, just keep praying for people. Just make sure you get things sorted. Ask them how it's gone, what's happening. Have the symptoms gone? Has the pain gone? Do they feel any different? Check them out, ask them. See how things are going. You might say, well, it's a little bit less. The pain's gone down a bit. Well, great. Have another go. Pray again to see the thing completely go. Because that can encourage your faith. Well, something's happening. That's great. Okay, brilliant. Let's encourage our faith. Now, let's deal with the whole thing now then and really get it sorted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People with backs being healed this morning, muscle spasms, disc issues. Somebody who've had a crushed disc or whatever, God's healing you this morning. So all the pain, all the restriction, that's a thing of the past. From now on, it's not going to bug you any longer, give you issues. You're going to be able to sit and be relaxed when you're driving, when you're at home having dinner, when you're relaxing, reading or watching telly, when you're at a meeting here. You're going to be able to just relax now because the pain has been sorted. I thank you, Jesus. That's a life transformer, that one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know God's doing something in your body this morning? Just raise your hand if you know something's happened so far. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let's just begin to worship Him. Sing the chorus, I exalt you. Let's really worship Him for a few moments while we're finishing having communion. Yeah. those of you that you've got your own businesses, or you're in, you know, in the boardroom, you're in executive kind of leadership management in the company or the scenario that you're in, and you're in a place of influence. If you head up the HR, the human resources in the company you work in, we want to pray with you as well. Just really believe, yesterday when I was praying, you know, God places all of us in situations in life. Doesn't matter. God doesn't see anyone as more important than the other. But he places us in situations of life because he wants his life to break out in those situations. I really believe it was right to pray for all of those who are leading businesses, or you're a business guy, you're in, or woman, and you're in that kind of executive management, kind of senior position like that. If you want to all come to the front down in this space, we're going to pray for you. If you've got your own business, if you want to just make your way along the front. So if you want to come over this side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a good number of people. It's great, isn't it? You know, there's an entrepreneurial spirit, you know, that people have. And the world, you know, in people's own efforts, they can be very successful, very wealthy, and make a lot of money. And a number of these people would have got that entrepreneurial spirit, you know, but when God anoints somebody, man, it can have a massive impact in situations. You know, part of the gifting on people's lives is to create wealth and to in that way. And we don't want to be embarrassed about that, because God's not got a problem with money. He does not have an issue with money. I mean, Jesus never went without. The kings in the Old Testament, they were the wealthiest people around. Abraham, Moses, all those guys, they had loads of stuff because God blessed them. But they weren't interested in the stuff. They were more interested in doing what God wanted them to do. And for some, because of the place of influence and the place that God puts them in, then there is loads of wealth connected with that. Well, God doesn't have a problem with that, because God places us in all kinds of different positions, because it's the people there and the people that connect with and encounter and work with that God wants to reach and influence. But it's not all about creating wealth and making loads of money. That's not what we're talking about this morning. Some are in that position, some aren't. But for every person here that has got their own business or they're high up in management, we want to pray for an increase in the businesses, God's favor in a fresh way in this season, that we're not having victims of the credit crunch here, but somehow God can make a way and get contracts and new connections and all of that that seem to, well, how on earth did that happen? That's not what the current climate is. Well, God can do those kind of things. Amen. And so we're going to pray for all these guys right now, okay? So the rest of us, we're just going to raise our hands, okay? If we can all stand together, and you know, we don't want to sit down for a few moments. If you can't stand for whatever reason, then that's fair enough, but if you can stand, then stand, because we want to be together and pray for these guys down the front here. Firstly, I'd just like you to, no matter what your situation is, how, if things are going great or things are quite tough at the moment, I'd like you just to give your whole business, what you're doing, what you're involved in, whether it's your business, whether you're a director or in senior management or whatever you are in the situation, just give it all to God right now. Just see that God has placed you where he has placed you. You know, your primary call is to know him. That's the primary call of every person, is to know Jesus. Your primary call is not what you do. Your primary call is that you're a child of God. You're a son of God. But what he does, he then places his people in places of influence. Steve, with your car washing, mate, that's an awesome, awesome business you got there. And God's connecting you and putting you in situations and reaching people that wouldn't come near a church. They wouldn't want to go near anything that smells religious or Christian or whatever. But God's opening up, going to give you some opportunities to wash some people's cars. And you're going to find a boldness comes upon you in a fresh way. The favour of God is already on your life. But there's a boldness that's going to... It's going to open up conversations, but it's not going to be difficult. But also, there's a sound that is in your life. There's a sound that is in your life already, right? And I believe God wants to encourage you and say, look, when you go and wash people's cars, expect things to happen. Expect them to notice something about you. Expect them to, you know, inquire, all right? I mean, you do an awesome job. You got a standard of excellence that is up here somewhere, you know, in terms of what you do. It's brilliant. And with that, you know, you've got that. It's because it's in you already. And God's going to open up some things in your situation. So don't ever belittle what you do and say, well, I'm just car washing. No, that might be the contact point with people, all right? But actually, it's what God wants to do through that as well. That is really important. It's people at the end of the day that you're going to reach. And I believe also you're going to see some people healed, right? And you're going to see some people healed, and you're just going to have to be bold. You're going to get chats with people, and you're going to find out somebody's got something wrong with them, or they've got an issue in their life, and inside you it's going to be can I pray for you? Can I pray for you, mate? I believe God can heal you. And you're going to see some things happen like that. Is that all right? So it's going to be exciting to hear some stories and testimonies of what God's doing. Brilliant. Let's just close our eyes. Let's raise our hands, everybody, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Why raise our hands? Well, if you're going to receive something, you reach out to receive it. There's nothing magic in raising our hands, but we're saying, Father, I'm just reaching up to you right now to take hold of everything that you're taking hold of me for. Father, I thank you for every man, every woman that is standing right at the front here. Father, I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit that is upon their lives. Father, I thank you for the creativity. Father, I thank you for wisdom. Father, I thank you for ideas. Father, I thank you that you enable them to see the next few steps of what lies ahead in their business, in their companies, in the role that you place them in, the position you put them in. Father, I thank you that you enable them to see the next few steps clearer than they ever have before. And Father, in the middle of their contemporaries, for those in that environment, that they'd be like Daniel, because they've resolved in their hearts to honor you and to live right before you, that amongst their contemporaries, they're going to have 4 times as much wisdom, 10 times as much wisdom than all those others around them. They're going to come up with ideas, solutions, way forward, creativity. And people are going to say, hey, you need to lead this thing. You need to lead this team. You need to lead this whole project. We want to give you a raise. We want to give you a promotion. We want to put you in a higher place of influence or whatever. They might not use those words, but that's what they're saying because of the favor of God that is upon your life. So, Father, I thank you for the freshness of your Holy Spirit coming upon every one of these men and women right now. Father, I thank you for favor, for new contracts, for new business, for an acceleration in what you're doing in their lives. Father, I thank you. You place them like kings in their place of work to give direction, to give instruction, to make a way for things to take place in the workplace. Father, I thank you for those in HR. They have a particular responsibility for people. Father, I thank you for great compassion, wisdom in decisions where there are disputes to deal with those things. The pastoral care that goes on. Father, I just ask you that where people have responsibility for people, which probably everybody does in some way, but particularly the HR people, that they would have such a compassion for those they're responsible for in their companies. That pastoral heart, we look beyond the issue of the person. And Father, I thank you right now for every one of these men and women, for the sound of who you are coming through their lives in these key places of influence in business and in the workplace. people's companies. Father, I thank you. I praise your awesome name. Some of you I know have contacts with the government and parliament in terms of what you do. Father, I thank you for your favor in those corridors of power. I thank you that you give opportunities to bring wisdom in different ways in there. That you open up opportunities nobody else could open up. And two or three of you are going to be in situations. You're going to say, how did I get here? And you're going to sit there and it's like, well, God, you've placed me here. But in those moments, you're going to have the words, the wisdom, the ideas, whatever you need, the solutions for those situations connected with Parliament. Father, I praise your awesome name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody, let's encourage these guys because they're right on the front line of things in their lives. Praise your awesome name. Praise your awesome name.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.